Locker room chats continuing here this week on KNZA. It's the start of a brand new basketball season, 2023-2024. And so, Beth, the locker room chats, they are brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Services. We are joined by girls basketball coach, that is Joseph Gruber. Coach, we appreciate your time. You step in and take over as the head coach. You were obviously the junior varsity coach a year ago, so you've been around the program, but what's kind of the feeling like around this team as you take over as the head coach at the varsity level?
Yeah, I'm really excited to take over the program. I got to learn under Nate Bauman last year. He's a wonderful coach and a wonderful mentor, so he prepared me well for this year. This year's girls team, they're going to be fun to coach. They're very coachable. We got some returners, but a lot of new faces this year, and I'm excited to see their growth throughout the season.
Yeah, let's talk about some of those key returning pieces. You know, some that come to mind, Alexia Hayden, obviously had a lot of experience a year ago. Leah Lukert as well, another name that played a little bit last year. Specifically with those two, what do you see? What's kind of the expectations for them?
Yeah, those two that are returning with the most varsity experience, so I'm going to rely on them to help the girls get ready for what a varsity game is going to be like. Lex returns she started most of the second half last year, so she's going to be the leader on the court. Leah does a great job defensively and offensively getting us into the right places. So I'm going to rely on them to help the girls kind of get ready for what a varsity competition is going to be like.
It's always tough, you know, entering kind of the first couple games. You just don't really know what to expect. But as we kind of sit here getting set for your first game Friday against Marysville, what's maybe a thing or two that you would consider a strength of your roster, and maybe what's one thing you would call a weakness, or maybe at least something that you feel like you have to really kind of progress at and work on as we get going here?
Yeah, I think a strength of ours is we're going to be defensive effort on the defensive side of the ball is going to be great. That's one thing that I'm going to hit on a lot this year is keeping teams below 40 is a goal of ours. But, yeah, I think our depth as well as the strength. We've got 12 to 13 girls that are going to see some minutes. So being able to keep fresh legs out on the court is going to be a strength of ours. When it comes to weaknesses, I think it's just a little bit of that varsity experience. So it's going to take a little bit to get used to the speed of the game on the varsity level. But again, I'm excited to see how we handle that adversity and grow from it throughout the year.
And you led the junior varsity squad last year that had a 13-6 record. Who's maybe a name or two that was a heavy participant, you know, on the junior varsity last year, who you're kind of expecting to make a big jump to the varsity level?
I think that some names that you might hear from the Sabetha girls basketball team this year, coming from the JV squad, Cameron Duryea, as a senior, played well for us on the JV level last year, so look out for her name. Audrey Herman is another name to look out for down low. She adds some length to our team. Maya Grimes, Naya Strom are both forwards who will bring a physical presence to the team, as well as Carson Meyer is another one to look out for. She's a strong guard that handles the ball well.
Well, let's talk about the matchup coming up for you on Friday, the season opener against Marysville. What's kind of the expectation against this team? And, you know, they're going to be playing Thursday night against Hiawatha, so they're going to go back-to-back. So that's kind of a tough stretch for them to start the year. But this will be your first game on Friday. What do you want to see, you know, stepping in as the head coach? What's kind of the expectation for game number one against Marysville?
Obviously, going into game one, we're not going to be perfect. But I like to see how the girls handle that situation. That's one thing I talked about is not everything's going to be perfect. Let's respond to that. With Marysville, they got a great coach under Coach Wartenberger. They're going to be coached really well. They're going to play great defense and then be sound on offense. So we've got to play a complete game, all four quarters. I'm excited for the game. It should be a great matchup. And as long as the girls play well, I'll be satisfied.
Of course, a broadcast on Friday you can watch on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Just go to mscsports.net, go to the Listen Live tab, and click on the Sabetha channel to watch that matchup. Of course, all season long, Blue Jays basketball. That is Joseph Gruber, the girls basketball coach, joining us. We appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday against Marysville, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.